You're listening to Health Savvy You, where understanding health starts with you. I'm Dr. Navjot Butter, a dental surgeon, health communication epidemiologist, and your friend on the journey to better health literacy. In every episode, I break down complex health info, teach you how to spot fake health tips, and share practical tools to help you think clearly, ask smarter questions, and make confident health choices. Keep listening, because becoming healthier shouldn't feel out of reach. It should feel empowering.
I'm so excited to welcome you to another episode of Health Savvy You. Today, I'm taking you on a journey where we will explore how to find the right kind of people to follow for your health advice. When I first started working in the world of health communication and was introduced to the big problem of misinformation, I would always think, why don't people just listen to experts? Why is this so hard? And then came the COVID-19 pandemic. And what I saw during that time made me rethink, because I saw some doctors, nurses, and public health professionals, people we call as health experts, sharing incorrect information. Some were against COVID vaccines, some were against wearing of masks, and some were even recommending treatments that science didn't support. And for the first time, I asked myself, who even is an expert? Before pandemic, I thought experts were always our safest bet. But now with social media, where everyone is expert, I am rethinking this. And that's why I wanted to make this episode. I'm not here to give you a perfect final definition of who an expert is. I'm here to start a conversation. Because maybe the old way of defining experts is not enough anymore. Maybe we need to think about it in a new way. And by the end of this episode, I'll also share some simple tips to help you figure out how to find someone who you can trust when making health decisions. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive in. Before we talk about what's changing, let's start with what we have and know. When I started working on this episode, I quickly Googled the word expert. Oxford Dictionary says an expert is a person with special knowledge, skill, or training in something. By this definition, a person who can do their job well is an expert. But is that really enough, especially in healthcare today? There are two things I know. One, many health professionals are now also health influencers. They post advice on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And two, some of them, even though it is a small fraction, share advice that is not based on good science. Not to forget that a lot of non-healthcare people also pose as health experts on social media. So what is it that the old definition of expert is missing? Because it's not just about having knowledge anymore. It's also about how someone uses that knowledge, what they care about, and whether they're open to new information. So let's explore this together. But before we go deeper, I want to give a little disclaimer. It's actually okay for experts to have different opinions sometimes. Science takes a long time. When scientists study something, they test it in many different ways. They run experiments, repeat studies, and then bring all of that information together over many years. Only after a lot of research, and I mean a lot, can we confidently say this is what science shows. This is solid expert information. So yes, experts can disagree, especially in the early stages of research when we are still learning, but there is an important line we need to draw. Once enough good quality science backs something up, the expert information shouldn't be that different. Let me give you an example. Imagine two doctors both went to the same medical school and learned about vaccines. Both know the science, but one of them says vaccines are safe and save lives, while the other says that they will never vaccinate their own kids. Maybe their decision is based on their personal or religious beliefs. But here's the key point. The expert information, the science, doesn't change. The science says vaccines are safe and protect people. Both doctors in their professional role should share that expert, science-backed information. The problem starts when experts mix up facts with their personal opinions. especially on social media. Some health professionals post advice that sounds scientific, but is actually just their personal beliefs. They don't always say this, "Hey, this is just my opinion." Instead, they share it as if it's hard science. And this is how misinformation spreads. It's when experts don't make it clear what is proven by research and what is just their personal feeling. And this brings us to something really important. Maybe our old definition of an expert is missing something. Maybe we should be talking about personal bias. Maybe we should be asking, does this expert know their own biases? Can they put them aside when sharing advice? So let's talk about that next. Why is personal bias important? Because it can seriously change the way we see things, even if we don't notice it. When we have a personal bias, we tend to look for information that agrees with us, not what's actually true. Our brain loves to feel comfortable, and it often tricks us into believing things that match what we already think. If you have listened to the past episodes of this podcast, you probably remember we talked about some of these tricks. Things like confirmation bias, when we only notice those things that support what we already believe. Or social identities, when we are influenced by groups we belong to, like our family, our friends, culture, religion. Or timing and emotions, when the way information is shared makes us more likely to believe it. If you haven't listened to those episodes yet, I really recommend you check them out because they help explain why we all see the world in our own way, even when the facts are right in front of us. It is important because even when we know we are biased, it's still super hard to fully accept information that goes against what we believe. So let's pause and think. What happens if you are a healthcare professional and you have a personal bias? This is where things can get serious. First, personal bias can affect expert information. Let's say you're a doctor and you personally believe that vaccines are not good. Even if you don't go around loudly telling people that vaccines are bad, your bias can still show up in your actions. Maybe you won't encourage your patients to get vaccinated. Maybe if a patient comes and says, "I don't really trust vaccines," you won't try to change their mind. You might just nod and move on. That small moment could put someone's health at risk, especially if they are making an important decision like vaccinating a child. When health professionals allow their personal opinions to quietly influence their work, it can harm people. Secondly, personal bias can spread outside of the clinic. Health professionals are not just doctors and nurses inside the clinics anymore. They are also on social media. They are influencers and they are giving advice on all major social media platforms. People trust them even when they are just talking on their personal accounts. Why? Because people think, oh, this person is highly educated, so they must know what they're talking about. They are a doctor, they are an expert. I should follow their advice. And here's the thing. Just because someone has the right credentials doesn't mean everything they say is correct. Just because someone has a title like doctor doesn't mean they always share good science-backed advice. On social media, health professionals can mix their opinions with facts, and most people can't tell the difference. Let me give you a quick example. Say you follow a fitness influencer who is also a doctor. They might post something like, "I don't really eat dairy because it's bad for your skin." But maybe there's not strong science to support that. Maybe that's just their personal choice. But because they are a doctor, people might believe them without questioning. And that's where misinformation sneaks in. When we don't stop to ask, is this their personal opinion or is this solid science? Now, what's the danger of trusting only credentials? A lot of influencers use these credentials, like their degree or a job title, to build trust and grow their following. That's okay if they're being honest and sharing good information, but sometimes we stop there. We don't ask if their advice is based on strong evidence, if they are showing the full picture, if they are telling about the studies that other experts agree with too. When we don't look past the credentials, we can easily fall into misinformation traps. And here is something else to remember. Good scientific evidence takes a long time to build. When you hear someone say there is a new study that shows something, that's just one study. That's not enough evidence to prove something is true in science. We need lots of studies over many years to build solid, trusted evidence. And sometimes influencers will cherry-pick studies, meaning they only share the ones that support their message and ignore the ones that don't. In future episodes, I will talk about the difference between doing a study and building real evidence. But for now, just remember this. One study is not the same as scientific truth. There's another kind of bias we need to talk about. Commercial bias. Some health influencers use their platforms to make money. They might do paid partnerships, sell products, or promote brands, but they don't always tell you when they're getting paid. So sometimes they recommend things not because they believe they are best for your health, but because it's good for their wallets. Even worse, sometimes people pretend to have credentials they don't actually have. They call themselves health experts, but nobody really checks if they are. So we have to be careful. It's not just about trusting what someone says. They might not even be qualified in the first place. Also, health influencers don't always stay in their lane. Just because someone is expert in one thing doesn't mean they're an expert in everything. For example, a heart doctor may not know much about nutrition and not fully understand how scientific research in that field works. But sometimes people who are famous in one area start giving advice in areas they are not trained in. They leave their lane and start making recommendations about things they don't fully understand. And if you are following them just because of their title, you might not notice that they have stepped outside of their expertise. I know all of this might sound a little scary. You might be thinking, how can I ever know who to trust? But don't you worry. I have good news. It's not as hard as it seems. There are simple, clear signs that can help you figure out who is a trustworthy expert. And we are going to talk about that now. After all that serious talk, I want to say this, that I have some good news. Most health professionals, doctors, nurses, scientists who have completed their education well and received their credentials in honest ways are good people. They want to help you. They want to keep you safe. And they really do care about sharing good, honest advice. The reason to worry is that on social media, it's slightly different. There are no real rules. There are no real checks. Anyone can say anything, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's true. So what can you do? How can you tell who is a real expert that you can trust? Let's walk through this step by step. First, start with yourself. Know your own biases. We all have personal biases. If you haven't listened to my earlier episode, I really suggest you go back and check them out because we have already talked about how our brain can trick us. Sometimes we follow people not because they are right, but because they say things we already like. It feels good to hear someone agrees with us. And the trap is that when we like what someone says, we can start to think this person is really smart. And when someone's talk doesn't agree with our existing beliefs, we start to think that person must be wrong or dumb. That's not the best way to judge expertise. For example, if you hate eating vegetables, you might love following someone who says vegetables aren't that important. If you don't like exercising, you might quickly trust someone who says walking 10 minutes a day is absolutely enough. But maybe you're following them not because they are right, but because they make you feel good about what you already wanted to believe. So always pause and ask yourself, am I following this person because their advice is solid or just because I like hearing it? Second, don't follow people just because they are popular. Have you ever followed someone on Instagram or TikTok just because your friends follow them? Or because they have a huge number of followers? Be careful. Popularity is not proof that someone is sharing the truth and is an expert. Our brain do think if so many people follow this person, they must know what they're doing. But remember, from our earlier episode on social influence, When lots of people like something, it can blind us. It can trick us into thinking something is better than it really is. This is a subconscious bias. And if we are not actively working to control it, we will not even know when we fall for it. So next time you look at the health account, ask yourself, why did I follow this person? Did I check their information? Or did I just see their follower count and assume that they're safe to trust? Social influence is powerful, but it's not always correct. 3, don't automatically trust credentials. Check them. Not everyone online is who they say they are. If someone says, I'm a doctor, you don't have to believe them right away. The good news, it's actually pretty easy to check. You can look them up online, check if they're licensed in your country or state, see if their medical license is active and in good standing. Think of it in this way. This is one time when little healthy stalking is actually okay. Just don't go back stalking your ex. Focus on your health experts. For example, if you follow a doctor on Instagram, type their name into local medical board's website. You can find out if they are really licensed. You can also Google their name to see where they work and what they specialize in and if their background matches what they say. It's a small step that can protect you in a big way. 4, test them over time and look at more than one post. What a lot of us don't realize is that misinformation isn't usually loved. It sneaks in quietly. Most health influencers don't share false information in every single post. They mix good advice with tiny bits of misinformation. So here's what I want you to do. When you find someone you like, don't trust them right away. Watch them for a few days. Look at a few of their posts. Pay attention. And what you should look for? Let's break that down now. You can look if they actually tag their sponsorships. When someone recommends a product, always check if it's a paid post. Does the caption have a hashtag like ad or hashtag sponsor? Does the video have a tiny label saying paid partnership? This doesn't mean that the advice is bad, but it tells you that they are getting paid to say it and they are open about it. You should always check if money is involved. For example, if a doctor on TikTok keeps promoting a specific vitamin and every post says hashtag ad, they are being paid to sell it. That doesn't mean it's dangerous, but it means you should double check. After sponsorship, watch for hidden financial interests too. Sometimes people don't work for other companies, but they might make their own products. For example, let's say a health influencer makes and shows you 10 videos about poor sleep quality. Why you need better sleep and why sleep is the key to your good health. At first, it all sounds helpful, but in the 11th video, they suddenly start selling you natural sleep supplement that they made. They built trust first and then sold you something. Again, this doesn't mean that the product is bad or that they are not the expert, but you should always ask, is this really about my health or is it about their money? Also, remember that wellness industry like supplements and herbal teas are not as strictly regulated by health authorities as prescription medicines are. So always be extra careful when these things are being promoted. Next, make sure if your health expert is staying in their lane. Experts should stick to their lane. For example, I work in health communication. I can talk about how health messages spread, how people understand them, how misinformation moves. But I wouldn't call myself an expert in cancer treatment or climate change. Even doctors have limits. A heart doctor is not a nutrition expert. A skin doctor is not a mental health expert. If you see someone giving advice way outside their field, that is a red flag. Also, check the signs yourself. When someone says, studies show, ask, what studies? Can I really find them? Do those links work? Are they from trusted journals? When were they published? Remember, one study is not enough. Real scientific evidence is built from many studies over time. For example, if a health influencer says, a new study says that drinking lemon water can cure bloating, that's just one study. It could be too early to tell. Check if this advice is supported by trusted health organizations or many different researchers. Notice their language too. Is it calm or sensational? Real experts usually speak in calm, careful language. Be careful of people who try to scare you or use big, shocking words. Say things like, do this or you will die, or no one else will tell you this secret. That is a red flag. Good experts will teach you. Use clear, careful words. Give proper sources of information. Tell you both risks and benefits. Often say it depends or talk to your doctor. If someone is pushing on your emotions instead of helping you think, that is a problem. They should tug at your brain and not at your heart. Next, is their information up to date? Because science can change over time. Check when were the studies that they are referring to were published. Is that information still current? If their advice is based on another period of time than the current times, it's likely a red flag. We are not living in the same times as even 20 years ago. Outdated advice can sometimes be worse than no advice at all. Remember that the health advice on social media is general. It's not personal. This is super important to remember that what you hear on social media is not meant just for you. So whoever is giving the advice can talk about general advice, but they are not your personal expert, especially when it comes to individual health. For example, lots of people are talking about magnesium supplements right now. Yes, magnesium is important, but should you run to the pharmacy and start taking it? No. What you should do is talk to your doctor because they are your personal experts. Then get proper tests done and see if you actually need it. The online expert doesn't know your medical history, your allergies, your medications, or your specific health needs. So remember, social media is a place to start conversations, not to start medications. When it comes to experts, you can always follow trusted health organizations over certain individuals. I know. Some people have lost trust in big health institutions. Maybe you had a bad experience. Maybe you feel they are too slow. Maybe you just don't like them. But following a random influencer you have never met and you don't really know in real life isn't the safest option. Trusted health organizations follow professional rules and review information carefully before sharing it. They update their posts as new science comes out and are held accountable when they make mistakes. Even their social media teams are trained in professional communication. Compare that to an individual doctor posting from their couch at home. No one checks their post. No one holds them responsible as it is outside the purview of professional communication. So don't ignore the Center for Disease Control and Prevention or World Health Organization or your local health departments or some well-known hospitals and universities. Because their advice might sound boring sometimes, but that boring is often safe. So here's the bottom line. You don't need to fear which experts to follow, but you need to be smart about how you choose them. Ask questions, be curious. Don't follow people just because they have big titles or big followings. Follow people who help you understand, not just people who tell you what to do. The best experts are open about what they know and what they don't know. They stay updated as science changes, and they share information that is based on solid evidence, not just their personal beliefs. They explain both the benefits and risks of any product. They help you to think instead of trying to scare you or sell you something. When you're picking your experts to trust, look for ones who make you feel informed, not afraid. Look for ones who say, here's what we know right now, instead of, I'm the only one who will tell you this. The right experts help you build confidence in your own health decisions. They won't just drop answers, they'll help you ask better questions. That's all for today. And in the next episode, we'll continue to talk about health misinformation and discuss how evolution of artificial intelligence may or may not affect it. Is it good or bad? And what do we need to be aware of? I hope you'll stick around. I can't wait to see you again in 2 weeks. Until then, stay savvy, stay healthy.
Thank you for tuning into Health Savvy You. I hope today's episode brought you one step closer to feeling confident, curious, and in control of your health. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone you care about. Keep learning and remember, health literacy is for everyone, including you. Be sure to follow or subscribe so you never miss a new episode. I have got more great conversations coming your way. See you next time, and until then, stay savvy, stay healthy.